All right, well, good morning, everybody. My name is Ann Ritter, and I'm actually here to pinch hit for Dr. Dancy Rothman, who is a nursing professor at Temple University. And while I'm loading this, I'll just give a little bit of context for the presentation. Nancy Rothman is one of my favorite people. She couldn't be here, actually, because her husband had a medical situation that she had to stay home in Philadelphia and deal with. But she is a nurse with a doctorate, and she is one of the founders of a health clinic, a primary care health clinic in North Philadelphia that is located in a public housing development very close to Temple University. And it's been in existence for about a decade now, and she was one of the founding members of the National Nursing Centers Consortium, which is where I work. And I am the policy director for the National Nursing Centers Consortium. We are a national organization made up of nurse-managed health centers. So they are health centers that are nonprofit, that are located in rural, urban, and suburban communities throughout the country, and that are run, directed and mostly staffed by nurse practitioners. So just to give a little bit of context for our presentation, what we're going to talk about is the role of advanced practice nurses in implementing medical home models, and specifically I'm going to talk a little bit about our experience in Pennsylvania working with the Governor's Office of Healthcare Reform to implement the medical home model. I have no relationships to disclose. And some of this has already been talked about, so I'm not going to go too much into depth here. Just a little bit to sort of echo what Roy said. I will talk about the medical home. I tend to use the phrase medical home, even though philosophically we completely agree with the concept of the healthcare home. But we tend to use the word medical home just because that's what's in federal law. That is how NCQA defines it. So it's the sort of thing where, you know, I use it as a shorthand, even though I recognize that there are issues with it. So a little bit of history about the medical home concept. As you know, created by the American Academy of Pediatrics, designed to be comprehensive, continuous, coordinated, and patient and family-centered. In addition to all of these principles, it also incorporates other principles too. So obviously it emphasizes the importance of community, access to care, patient self-management of chronic disease. At the same time, it also incorporates other principles such as health information technology, evidence-based practice, clinical decision support tools, and all of these with the goal of improving health outcomes. So, also crucial to the medical home concept is a multidisciplinary team. I think everyone, no matter who they are, if they're, you know, even if they use a physician-centric definition of medical home, they recognize that a medical home needs to have multidisciplinary members as a part of it. So there may be nurse case managers, there may be dietitians, there may be office staff that help schedule patients, that sort of thing. So the goal with all of that is to provide care that is comprehensive and holistic and focused on the needs of the patient. Now, as the medical home concept develops, certain groups work to define it as something that could only be directed by physicians. And particularly in 2007, there was a very important document that came out, and it was authored by a number of medical associations, including the American Academy of Pediatrics and also the American Academy of Family Physicians. And they released this document that was meant to define the principles of a medical home. And that document said that only physicians could lead and direct medical homes. So the care would be provided by this interdisciplinary team, but the leader had to be a physician. So this physician-centric definition was incorporated into law by the federal government when they authored this bill, or when Congress authored this bill and it was passed, that created this Medicare Medical Homes Demonstration Project. And so with that, only physician-led practices are eligible to participate and access this additional enhanced reimbursement for medical home projects. But there are alternative models for medical homes, including those that are led by advanced practice nurses. So in Pennsylvania, the Governor's Office of Healthcare Reform, which is a part of the Pennsylvania government that is sort of an agency, but it's sort of like an office within the Governor's executive office. And it was created around 2007, maybe 2006, before federal healthcare reform happened, but after Massachusetts had started moving in the direction of implementing its state-based healthcare reform policies. So it was sort of meant to see what we could do at the state level to improve access to healthcare for Pennsylvanians. And so the Governor's Office of Healthcare Reform worked with physicians and nurses and insurers to implement the chronic care model and the patient-centered medical home throughout Pennsylvania. The planning process for that, as Mona said, started with this creation of this task force around 2007. And by June 2009, more than 400 primary care practitioners were involved in four regional learning collaboratives throughout the country, or throughout the state. So in Pennsylvania, it was this pay-for-performance program designed for practices that could show that they were implementing steps to transform their practices into a medical home. There were enhanced reimbursement and payment mechanisms for those practices. Now, 8 nurse-managed health centers participated in the Pennsylvania Collaborative in the southeastern region of the country or of the state. And our members focused on diabetes in adult populations, and then we also had one practice that focused on pediatric asthma. And overall, their outcomes, their clinical outcomes, were comparable to the physician-led practices in their cohort. And some of them also achieved best-in-region outcomes on particular clinical measures, which I think was really impressive for a number of reasons. All of our members are safety net practices. They're public health primary care sites. And so we had, for example, a health clinic called Project Salud that's located in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, which is the mushroom farming capital of Pennsylvania. And they serve a lot of migrant workers. And they were able to achieve really excellent outcomes with regard to blood pressure in their community. As we've already talked about, the Chronic Care Initiative had focused on achieving NCQA recognition as a patient-centered medical home in order to trigger the enhanced reimbursement. Now, NCQA, until very recently, refused to recognize nurse-led medical homes because it used the physician-exclusive definition of a medical home. So the 8 nurse-led clinics that were participating in the Chronic Care Collaborative, they received letters from NCQA that basically said, "Congratulations on meeting the requirements of the NCQA medical home product line, but we will not recognize you as a medical home, and you may not call yourself a medical home because you are led by nurses." Luckily for our practices, the Commonwealth recognized those letters and, you know, triggered the enhanced reimbursement. You know, they took that as proof that the health centers had done what they were supposed to do, but of course we were not satisfied with that outcome. But the good news is that literally two or three weeks ago, NCQA changed its policy, and it basically said that it would recognize nurse-led primary care practices as patient-centered medical homes in states where nurses were allowed to lead practices, which in our opinion is almost every state in the country. Some of you who may be familiar with nurse practitioner scope of practice regulations, Pennsylvania is a collaboration state. It's not like our nurse practitioners are allowed to practice without any involvement from physicians at all. But based on state law, they are allowed to run their own primary care practices and serve as primary care practitioners for patients. So as we're wrapping up, just want to say a few words about the policy role of the National Nursing Centers Consortium in medical home issues. We have worked for years to try and get state and federal recognition of nurse-led primary care practices. We, as I said before, are a membership organization made up of nurse-managed health centers located throughout the country. And most of our members, as I said, they are all run and managed and staffed by nurse practitioners and other advanced practice nurses. Most are also affiliated with schools and colleges of nursing. And they also serve as clinical education sites for nurse practitioners and other health profession students. Now, NCC has existed for about 10 years now. And our general mission is to help nurse-managed health centers achieve sustainability. So one of our priority issues for many years was to get nurse-led medical homes recognized as a mainstream and viable model, because so much of that is linked to enhanced reimbursement, especially, you know, over the past few years as the federal government and others have started to recognize that the medical home model is something that they want to put more money into. Now, one of the things that many organizations worked, healthcare organizations, nursing organizations, and also staff from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, really worked to try and advocate to NCQA to change their policy. We also at NCC was able to achieve inclusion of nurse-managed health centers in the Affordable Care Act, which was a really big deal for us. So basically, the federal government for the first time recognizes this concept of a nurse-managed health center. And we think that the inclusion in the Affordable Care Act may have helped convince NCQA that this is a, you know, a real viable model that is mainstream. And of course, you know, that's great, but there is still more to do. So NCQA is now recognizing nurse-led medical homes. Nurse-managed health centers have been recognized in the Affordable Care Act, but at the same time, there's still a lot of work to be done on the policy front. Especially if health insurance expansion happens as planned, which after the midterms I know is a bit of an if, but if that goes forward in 2014 as it's supposed to, then there are not going to be enough primary care physicians to meet the primary care needs of all of these newly insured people. So we think that it's really important to start recognizing these alternative models for primary care, particularly those that are led by nurse practitioners, because that can really provide the primary care sites that we're going to need in order to serve patients throughout the country. So that's all. Thank you.